Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Oscars are trending this morning. The nominations for the 92nd Annual Academy Awards were announced just moments ago. And I think, I don't want to say there are too many surprises. A lot of names that we saw at the Golden Globe. So let's break down some of these for you. The nominees for Best Picture this year go to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Parasite, 1917, Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and Ford versus Ferrari. Those are your nominees for Best Picture. Remember, that's a category where they have like a bunch.
How many of those have you seen?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Joker. How about you?
One. Joker.
Just Joker. Yeah. I'll probably see a couple more of them. I really want to see that Marriage Story. I've heard that's really good. I saw Little Women. I can't remember. It was like in the 90s they had a version of it. Mm-hmm. And I know I saw that then. But yeah, we'll check out some of those. Best Actress in a Leading Role. Renee Zellweger is up for an award for her role in Judy. Charlize Theron in Bombshell. Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story. Saoirse Ronan in Little Women. And Cynthia Erivo in Harriet. And Best Actor in a... they haven't shown that yet. Oh, in a leading role. Here we go. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, and Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. Now, as they were making the announcement this morning, actress Issa Rae was announcing the nominees for Best Director, and she had a little something to say about the nominees. Here you go.
And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
You did it.
Congratulations to those men. And finally.
Congratulations to those men. There's a lot of people that are not happy that no females have been recognized in the Best Director category.
Do you think she was throwing shade or just everything's happening so fast from this? They're announcing all the names, trying to get the names right and everything. She just kind of just all, it's all good. Do you think she was throwing shade or that's just the way people are perceiving it as? Shade.
I think she is. Yeah. Do you?
I don't know. I can see how. Why there are no ladies in the category?
Well, and that's been a big topic of discussion. That there's just nobody's recognizing these female directors. The woman who directed Little Women. Look at all the nominations that the movie got, but no director nomination. And so, yeah, I definitely believe she was trying to make a little statement there.
Isn't that like in the Country Music Awards, like Entertainer of the Year? It's always all guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, never any ladies in there.
Yeah.
It's like, they're not entertaining us? Come on.
Like, I'm sure that no one wants to win an award just because, you know, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. But there's some really good quality work. I just don't think it's being taken as seriously. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Those are your Oscar nominees. We'll have a full list on our website if you want to check them out, mix941.fm. Also trending this morning is Royal Family. Prince Harry is meeting with Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, and Prince William today to discuss his future with the family. This all comes after last week's announcement that he and his wife, Meghan Markle, that they're going to step away from their royal duties. It is believed that Meghan will phone in from Canada on this little meeting of the minds. Sources say that there is a genuine agreement and understanding, though, that any decisions will take time to be implemented. And they also say that everyone still loves Harry. No one wants to be vindictive or punish him. Right now, though, they're all trying to find a workable solution.
The phone in on the conference call. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm here. Okay. And whose cell phone? Is he on someone's cell phone? And they place it down on the table right in front of everybody so everyone can hear her when she adds her 2 cents to the conversation.
Yeah, hopefully they have better technology than just that. Maybe they have like a conference system. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But yeah, so that is happening today. Also trending this morning. This is an interesting one. Gwyneth Paltrow is trending. So her lifestyle and wellness company Goop has sold out of a candle that is raising a lot of eyebrows. And I guess skirts also. The name of the candle is This Smells Like My Vagina,
Hoo-ha.
I don't know.
That's the name of it?
That's the name of it.
It smells like yours. It smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It sells for $75 on Goop and is made with geranium, citrusy bergamot. I don't know what this stuff is. Cedar and damask rose and ambergris seed. It's also being described as a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent. If you're curious, you can add your email to a waitlist and be notified when it is back in stock, but it is sold out right now.
Who was in the design process, and was she the one? It's close. We need to add a little bit more of this. Take a look. Ah, yeah, we're getting close. Like, who is in the process of making sure it smells like that?
That is a very good question. And then finally this morning, Jelly Belly is trending. If you are a fan of the jelly beans, prepare to enjoy them in liquid form. Jelly Belly sparkling water is hitting shelves, so now you can drink your candy. They come in 8 different flavors: French vanilla, lemon lime, orange sherbet, pina colada, pink grapefruit, tangerine, berry cherry, and watermelon. The flavors are made from carbonated water and natural flavoring, so there's no sweeteners or sugar. And they're going to be sold for under $6. No buttered popcorn, though. Sorry.
Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.